Hello and welcome back to the Wild Expansion podcast. This episode is all about feeling worthy. Feeling worthy for living a life that you desire. Feeling worthy of fulfilling your dreams. Feeling worthy of having health, success, being well rested, having good relationships. And being worthy of just having a good life. Truly, truly feeling worthy is something that I have struggled with subconsciously for a lot of my life. And I'm going to share with you my story of how I've got to feeling now worthy of good things. And because I deep down feel worthy, it's reflected in my environment of how I feel, how other people treat me, all of that good stuff. So here we are about to dive into worthiness and my journey. In order to really go back to worthiness, I need to start by basically saying, as a child, if you've listened to my previous episodes, you know that I really struggled with feeling worthy of love, validation, of being good enough. And I did a lot of work on myself and I read all these books and I created the Wild Expansion podcast. And in my early episodes, I worked really hard on the podcast. I loved the external validation. I loved hearing that people loved the podcast. And I was creating the podcast to help others learn this material that I was learning. But deep down, I let myself burn out because I wasn't resting, sleeping enough. And there were some areas of my life where, yes, I knew all of these intellectual, conceptual ideas of what it takes to live a wild expansion life, a fulfilling life, but I wasn't embodying fully everything. And it's that like embodiment of truly, truly taking what you learn and practicing it through every trial and tribulation. It's not until you fully, you know, integrate the material through life lessons that it truly shapes who you are. So as in my previous podcast episodes, I was talking about the importance of resting and, you know, having boundaries. I myself wasn't taking great care of myself. I was burning out doing like a full-time job and creating podcasts and doing lots of other things. I wasn't treating myself as worthy to sleep at least 8 hours, to eat nourishing foods and to really look after myself. I put other people in front of myself, like in my relationships, the listeners. I tried to like help everybody else instead of really help myself. So that's one of my shadow aspects, the people pleaser, the savior complex, where instead of me having to face my own shit, I would try and help and save others. And my counselor told me that this was like codependency, you know, instead of me dealing with my own crap, I instead would try and help everybody else. So it's only recently that I truly was like, right, let's take a chapter of our lives just to go inwards, focus on us, our inner world, because all we can control is our thoughts. We can't control everybody outside of us. And it wasn't till I went inwards, stopped trying to save everybody else and focused on me and my own issues and work through them, that I'm now able to show up and be of service to others, because for the first time in my life, I feel so worthy of love. And I want to share that because perhaps you as well are struggling being a people pleaser and trying to help everybody else, fix everybody's problems, go to all the events you're invited to, because you want to distract yourself and run away from actually facing yourself and all of your inner crap that you need to work through, because as a human we all have, you know, trauma and crap that we need to really understand about ourselves. We really need to understand ourselves to know what blocks we have towards worthiness and then work through them. So I'm going to share with you some ways that you can work through the blocks and reclaim your worthiness. And the first thing is, just by listening to this podcast, it shows that you're committed to doing the work on yourself. So kudos to you. Thank you for being here. And that is a lot more than a lot of people would do. So, as I mentioned before, in therapy, I chatted to my counsellor. And I was getting counselling because I was getting resentful that in my daily life, in some of my relationships, I thought I was giving too much and being a people pleaser and a saviour. But I was really resentful because people weren't treating me how I wanted to be treated, because I wasn't treating myself that way. So it really forced me to step back and do the inner work. Because if I do the inner work on me, then everybody around me isn't going to resent me as much, or I'm not going to resent everybody else as much. Because whenever we feel worthy, we treat ourselves with respect and we demand respect from people around us. It just happens. It's like an energetic vibration. When you feel worthy, other people can sense that feeling and treat you as such. So my therapist said to me, you know, Myra, there's somewhere deep down you must be struggling with unworthiness. And I thought, no, I don't. Like, I think I'm worthy. She goes, no, you don't. And I was really annoyed to hear that. And my therapist asked me to reflect back into childhood and think of moments where maybe I didn't feel so worthy. And sure enough, like, two incidents flashed back into my mind where I didn't feel worthy. And that's nobody's fault from my childhood, but my own perception of events that I had to revisit as an adult. And as an adult, I would embrace that little child that felt unworthy, hold her, hug her, and tell her how worthy she is. And that was really useful healing. So my first suggestion to you is to think of a time in childhood where maybe you did feel unworthy of love, and see if you can go back as an adult and embrace her, tell her she is worthy, that she is so lovable. And if you want, you can write your inner child a letter. I know it sounds corny, but it's very, very powerful. So it's just a suggestion. Another thing that this unworthiness affected me in the past is that whenever, like, I started getting sort of success from the podcast and, you know, external validation, I self-sabotaged myself and stopped creating content because deep down I did feel unworthy. And that's why it's so important that we do this work on feeling worthy, because we are so worthy of everything. And we might be unconsciously self-sabotaging our success because we don't feel worthy of success. And you are worthy. It's just about remembering and truly, truly ingraining that into your subconscious. So other ways to improve your worthiness is to get to know yourself. Journal or meditate on the idea of asking yourself, what makes me happy? What do I value in life? So write out a list of what makes you happy. What do you value in life? And after you do this, take an inventory of your recent expenditures, of where you're spending money, and check, is where I'm spending money aligned with what makes me happy and what I value in life? Because as much as we don't want to admit what we truly value to ourselves, it's showing on what we spend money on. Our expenses show to us what we value. So take a look at your expenses and find out what's aligned and what's not aligned. And whatever you spend money on that maybe you're not proud of, just ask if you could maybe change that. It's a real eye-opener of the truth whenever we look at our expenses, because it reveals so much that we might not necessarily want to see, but the truth will set us free. And that we can really be like, okay, I'm not valuing what I want to value right now. I'm aware of it and I'm going to change this. The next way that you can improve your self-worth is by challenging unkind thoughts to yourself. So speak kindly to yourself, listen to affirmations. So I repeat in my head throughout the day, in the car, on a run, I repeat, I am worthy, I am enough, I am lovable, I am just doing my best. And affirmations alone aren't going to change your life, but the more you repeat them and do them along with these other exercises, they do have the power to be transformative. So give them a go. They will make you feel good. There is nothing to lose, but everything to gain. Another way that you can improve your self-worth is by saying no to things and people and events that you know are going to drain your energy and you don't want to be there. It is the most liberating thing to say no. Yes, at the start, if you haven't done this before, it's challenging and you may not want to do it, but your time is so valuable and you are worthy of spending your time doing things, being places and feeling worthy. So if you're asked to go somewhere or do something that doesn't align with your values, don't do it. Say no. Reclaim your power. One other way that you can feel worthy is by tidying your room. Honestly, my bedroom has never been tidier. For me, I'm just a natural messy person, or so I used to tell myself. And it really has cleared my head having a tidy bedroom. Like, a calm, serene space equates to a calm, serene mind, and it is a beautiful treat to give to yourself. We all deserve a nice, relaxing environment to rest and come home to, and you deserve to give it to yourself because you are worthy. And the beautiful thing about tidying is that it helps you get organized and get clear in your space. So you have a clearer mind, you'll feel more energized, and yeah, it's underrated. Another way to increase your self-worth is by not comparing yourself to others. So take time off social media. And if you're using social media, maybe use it more to create content and share than actually consume. Life's too short. We're all different. We're all like different flowers growing on planet Earth. No two flowers look the same. If you're a daisy and somebody else is a rose or a dandelion, what's the point of wasting your whole life comparing yourself to them? Because you're never going to be a dandelion or a rose. You're a daisy. Embrace it. Nourish yourself. Allow yourself to shine. You are you. That is your beautiful contribution to the world. And in order to fully get into your own power and fulfill the mission that you're here to fulfill, it's important that you just focus on you. Stay in your own lane and just compare yourself to who you were yesterday. You are a sovereign being. You don't need anybody else telling you how to live. Even if their intentions might be good, you know deep down what to do. You're your own best friend. You're in a marriage, your whole life to yourself. And you're worthy of experiencing all the joy that this life has to offer. Another way to feel worthy is to set goals. Just like my MacBook needed updating before recording this podcast, it's constantly improving its software. And just like that, we need to constantly work on upgrading our internal software by constantly working on ourselves to become stronger, happier, healthier. So set goals, but set achievable goals consistently. Perhaps it's just read one book a day, walk 1 kilometer a day, meditate for 1 minute a day. Just that act of consistency is so key. I think you have to start really, 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 really small. And it's interesting how it just snowballs into longer durations, because you're going to start enjoying it. You're going to start enjoying meditating and reading. So just give it a go. Set yourself goals, but realistic, achievable goals that can be measured. It's so important. So right now my goals are to meditate for, I know it sounds a lot, but it's an hour every morning. Some mornings I do miss it, maybe like once a week, and I'm not beating myself up whenever I do miss it, but it's, you know, been very transformative, the meditation practice. And even just starting with like one or a few minutes, that's how I started, and then slowly building, it's really powerful. And other goals I have right now is that I'm training for a half marathon. So I'm just doing little runs, but at a really slow pace. Like, I'm not trying to be really fast or compare my time to anybody else's. And that's the secret to me actually enjoying running. I used to think running was not fun because I used to push myself too hard to run fast. And now I just run slowly, enjoy it, push myself slightly, but then, you know, stop before I feel like I'm going to be sick and go slow again. And it's really helped me grow in confidence and self-worth. That activity of setting a goal, not comparing myself to anyone, and showing up a few times a week to practice. Jay Shetty, you might know his podcast. He's a really cool guy. And speaking of goals, he said this one thing. He said, think of 3 goals that you are most proud of that you have accomplished in life. So just take a moment, pause this podcast, and take a moment to think of 3 goals that you are most proud of that you've accomplished in life. And Jay said that his 3 goals that he's most proud of were goals that people did not support him to do. One of his goals was to become a monk. The other ones was to stop becoming a monk and create a podcast. And he said with these 3 goals, a lot of people didn't support him, encourage him, or tell him that he should do these things. But he just had this self-belief within himself that he wanted these goals for him and nobody else. And they had a huge impact on his life. And I thought about 3 goals that I've done in life that I'm most proud of. And that was that I went to India to become a yoga teacher in 2017, when nobody really was doing that I knew, apart from one person. I did a master's in environmental engineering, the first ever student from my undergraduate degree in environmental health to do a master's in this degree, because we were told we couldn't do it. And my 3rd one was to start a podcast. And honestly, like, I did not get support from anybody really. You know, I didn't get many people that told me or encouraged me, oh, you should definitely do this. I did these 3 things that nobody else was doing. I went completely against the grain of society norms at the time. Before, you know, it was popular to go to India and do yoga and record podcasts because they're huge now. But them three things are the things that I'm most proud of. And I just believed in myself. I had nobody else telling me what to do. So I hope you allow yourself to set goals that allow you to dream big. And maybe they aren't what everybody else is doing, but do them anyway. Focus on your lane. You're here for a special purpose. And you, only you, deep down know what goals and desires you have that you want to fulfill. So go after them. You deserve to fulfill them. Believe in yourself and you will feel worthy. You are worthy. You're so worthy. Another thing you can do is celebrate your successes. Think of the previous goals that you have accomplished in life. Like, you are amazing. You have done so much. Just take time to marinate in all that you have done. And I hope that reminds you of like how amazing you are and how you are worthy of achieving your past goals and all the future goals that you have. No goal is too big. You are worthy to sleep, to rest, to take days, to be slow, to do nothing, and to not chase after goals. Sleep and being well rested for me is a sign of absolute worthiness. Because if you do not sleep enough, you're running after others, you're going to feel burned out. And whenever we're tired, we make poor choices around food. We're more likely to snap at people. And we feel sorry for ourselves because we're tired. So you are worthy of rest, to do things slowly in your own timeline, and to chill, to just be. You don't have to constantly be growing and achieving goals. It's that yin and yang. The masculine energy is going after goals. And we have to balance that with the feminine energy that we all have within us, which is to rest, to nourish ourselves, to just be. So rest and look after yourself, because you are worthy of being a balanced human. Another way to feel worthy is to accept compliments. Whenever you accept a compliment, you are making the person who's given you the compliment feel good, because everything's energy and it's just a beautiful energy to receive a compliment. It will help strengthen the relationship between you and the person giving you the compliment, and it will make you feel good, and you are worthy of receiving compliments. Often in the past, with my unworthiness, I felt like I couldn't receive like gifts and compliments and stuff. I had to just give. And I'm learning being worthy is allowing ourselves to give and receive. We need both in balance. We're constantly giving and receiving with our breath. As we inhale, we receive. As we exhale, we give. We give the air out. Inhale, we're receiving the air. Exhale, we're giving it out. Just like our breath teaches us that, it's important we incorporate this into our life. So as we inhale, we receive. So allow yourself to receive compliments, and exhale equally, give. Give compliments, give kindness. Be a good human. Another exercise you can do if you want to feel really worthy about yourself is to write a list of all the things that you like about yourself. I am sure there are so many beautiful things that you can think of. And if you can't, ask somebody who you know truly loves you. But I really hope you know deep down that you are so worthy, and there are so many things to love about yourself, because we're all made in God's likeness and image. And yeah. A next way to feel worthy is to use the service of counselling. Counselling for me has been very, very helpful, because often everybody in your life, you know, can sort of give you like a biased view, and maybe you don't want to share or burden people with information of what you're going through. and finding a really good counsellor who's in your corner, who validates your emotions and gives a subjective opinion on what you're going through, has really helped me see my blind spots and realise where I'm holding myself stuck and back. So I'm so grateful for my counsellor. Honestly, she is a gift from God in my eyes, and I pray that you get someone similar. I found mine on BetterHelp and it's amazing. They also have group therapy sessions in BetterHelp. They aren't sponsoring this, but I just do love their service. One thing we can often see online though is that, you know, once I meditate and do the work and do this slow living, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to have inner peace. So let me tell you my experience. So I've been on many different yoga retreats. I've tried many different types of meditations. I've done, read all the books on inner peace. I've done it all. And still, I wish someone really ingrained this into my mind, is that you're always going to get tested in life. People are going to come up and they're going to annoy you. Situations are going to happen that aren't as you planned for them to go. Emotions come and go. Every single human emotion is going to come and go. Allow yourself to feel the emotion. Don't suppress it. Just sit with it and bring your awareness back to your breath. You need to feel to heal. You need to go through it. You need to go through it. And it's never as bad as you think it is going to be. So don't suppress it through binge eating or distracting yourself through online shopping or whatever your drug of choice is. Just allow yourself to sit and be with your emotions. So that is the tips on worthiness. Ultimately, you are in a marriage to yourself from the start of your life to the end of it. Become your own best friend. Take yourself on dates, massages, if you can afford them, a little face mask, travel, retreat, pour yourself a bubble bath, just rest, and set goals. The balance of the yin and the yang, the masculine and feminine. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. It feels so good and aligned to be back on here creating content. I just needed that time out to myself to stop trying to save everybody else but myself, but really go back to me, because I can't pour from an empty cup. And I'm so excited to be back on here. I can't wait to see where it's going to go. And yeah, just let me know how you found this episode. Share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. And you listening means so, so much to me. And I'm always here for you. So have a fabulous rest of your day, whatever you're up to, whenever you're listening to this.